Well, also this week, two very important papers on the subject of Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is an important condition because roughly one person in five over the age of 75 is destined to be affected by it. And scientists this week, in two papers, one in the journal Science, this is by Amanta Theatar, who is at the Catholic University of Leuven in Belgium. What they have done is to discover why the brain cells that are affected by Alzheimer's disease produce a chemical in the brain called beta-amyloid. Now, if you look inside someone's brain who has Alzheimer's disease, you find build-ups of this protein, beta-amyloid, in little plaques. And wherever there are these plaques, then the brain cells nearby die. And so scientists think that if you reduce the amount of beta-amyloid the brain is making, then it should be possible to reduce or perhaps even prevent Alzheimer's disease from occurring in the first place. What this group did was to look for genes that are linked to the production of beta-amyloid. So looking at cells in the dish, what they did was to manipulate the levels of various genes to see whether they impacted on the production of beta-amyloid. And they found one very interesting one. It's called GPR3, which is G-protein coupled receptor 3. That's why we call it GPR3. And this is only expressed in the nervous system, and it activates another gene. It's like a cellular on-off switch for a gene called gamma secretase. And gamma secretase cuts a big long precursor protein called beta-APP, and it turns it into beta-amyloid. And what the researchers think, because they were able to demonstrate in the dish that if you turn off this GPR3 gene, you can reduce the beta-amyloid production, it might be possible to cut the production of beta-amyloid in the brains of Alzheimer's patients by targeting this particular gene. So that's a new way to tackle Alzheimer's disease. The second important paper that came out this week is from Juan Carlos Diaz. He's based in Bethesda, Maryland. He's got a paper in PNAS. And they've been looking at why it is that this beta-amyloid should be bad for brain cells anyway. And one theory is that it snuggles up next to a nerve cell and then forms a pore, or an artificial channel, in the cell membrane of the nerve. And this allows large amounts of calcium to get into the cell. And calcium is a very powerful stimulus. It signals to nerve cells to become very, very active. And so blocking that channel ought to make cells less vulnerable and therefore not die. So just working in the dish, what they did was to make two molecules. One of them is called MRS2485, another one's called MRS2481, and these are capable of blocking these thought to be new channels created by beta-amyloid. And when they did tests on cells cultured in a dish and they added beta-amyloid to the cells and some of these molecules, the cells all survived, like control cells that had nothing added to them. But when they did the experiment with none of their new molecule, just beta-amyloid, the cells died. So this strongly suggests that they're on the right lines and they've identified two molecules that could be a new way to treat Alzheimer's disease in the future. Obviously, they've got to prove they're safe, they've got to prove that they work, but at the same time, certainly a ray of hope for an important disease. Helen.